the drama, or the literally the literary brilliance of the encounter between Jesus and Pilate in chapters 18 and 19 of John's gospel never ceases to capture my imagination. I think it's one of the most captivating scenes in the whole passion narrative of Jesus. It fits nicely into this series about awareness and learning to see with the eyes of our hearts, because Jesus and Pilate are wearing very different lenses in this encounter, and therefore they have very different definitions of truth. So we're going to look at the first part of this encounter in John 18, verses 28 through 38 this evening. Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters so as to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" And they answered, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." And Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." And the Jews replied, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill what Jesus had said when he indicated the kind of death he was to die. And then Pilate entered the headquarters again and summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" And Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." And Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Would you pray with me, please? Lord, burn that question into our imaginations tonight and open the eyes of our hearts to see truth. The ugly truth of the cross, and yet the beautiful truth of your love that is demonstrated in that same cross. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. "So are you the king of the Jews?" That was Pilate's question. Pilate has what he thinks is a very simple yes or no question that he asks Jesus, but when he asks it, Jesus doesn't answer directly. And essentially, Jesus says to him, "Well, that depends on what you mean by king. I'm not a king, as you think of kings. My kingdom is not about earthly power. My kingdom is about truth." To which Pilate replies with another question, this time a rhetorical question, one which he really doesn't expect an answer for, and probably asked something like this: "Truth? Oh, good God, please tell me, what is truth?" Truth is something different for both of these men. For Pilate, he is asking Jesus the question, "Truth? You want to know what truth really is? Truth is that in this moment, I have the power to give you to that mob outside there at their bidding. I have the power to give that mob exactly what they want. The truth is that you have no power. The truth is also that this doesn't seem to matter to you. The truth is that we could work out a deal here, a deal that would get us both out of this mess. So work with me, Jesus. But Jesus doesn't reply to Pilate's question, what is truth? John records no answer from Jesus to Pilate's question. Just eye contact is all that we can imagine. Only silence. And what Pilate perhaps does not fully comprehend is that truth is actually standing right in front of him. In that silence, Jesus effectively says to Pilate, "You think you have power. You think that you are free. But deep down, you know how little sense this whole passion play makes. And you also know that you have little power to stop the momentum behind it, because you're caught royally in the middle of the peace of Rome and the desire for blood just outside your balcony. And so you also know that you have little power to stop the momentum behind all of this. And you don't want to kill me, but you can't let me go. So who has the power here, Pilate? Who is free? Who has the truth?" The cross of Jesus silently reflects the truth about ourselves back to us. That's why Paul told the Corinthians that he decided to know nothing among them except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And this is how the apparent foolishness of a king nailed to a Roman cross is actually wisdom, which is another thing that Paul talks about. The wisdom that C.S. Lewis refers to as the deep magic before the dawn of time. The cross tells us truth about ourselves and truth about God, truth about our sin, truth about our powerlessness, our brokenness, and our need. It reflects all of that back to us. But it also tells us truth about God's hand up from the pit in which we find ourselves, and the love that can never die. The cross reflects back to us the truth we don't want to look at, and the truth that will actually set us free. For as Paul says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand a sign, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and Christ the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength." Let's pray. Lord, show us how it's all been turned upside down, and what seems upside down is actually right side up. Draw us back. Open our eyes, open our hearts, and help us to see truth. The truth about ourselves, the truth about you, and the way those things come together to bring us life. Help us this night to watch, to pray, to hear your voice as we survey the cross. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.